training. We'll see you at Gateway Kia, Route 611 in Warrington and on Route 309 in Quakertown. Or log on to shopgatewaykia.com. Light up the holiday sales event.
Leases are 36-month zero security deposit, 10,000 miles per year lease, and tax title, DMV discount lease only, trade gals value of credit approval expires 12/31/18.
I'm a real person, real voice, and a real face. Even though you can't see it because, you know, radio invisibility. You know what else is super duper real? Geico local offices. A Geico local agent could tailor fit a policy to you, which could save you hundreds on your car insurance. All because Geico local agents keep it real, with real savings and real service. Really?
And if you're looking for more ways to save, your local Geico agent could help with your homeowners, condo, and renter's insurance, too. Stop by or give them a call today.
Natalie Eganoff here to talk to you about my friends at Family & Company Jewelers. If you're thinking about getting engaged, go see Angelo and the team at Family & Company. They'll walk you through every step of the process and help you pick out the perfect ring. The holiday season is here, so fill her stocking with something she will never forget, a beautiful ring from Family & Company. Visit their showroom on Route 70 in Marlton, New Jersey, or online at familyjewelers.com. Family & Company Jewelers, South Jersey's diamond destination.
What a year. Your home improvement to-do list still isn't to done. But hey, at least you still have time to get the Ford vehicle you've always wanted. Just get to the final days of our holiday sales event. Stop by your local Ford dealer today. It's where you'll find our best offers of the season on Ford cars, trucks, and SUVs. So, see you sometime between now and January 2nd. Ford, built for the holidays. Now just announced, you can get an additional $750 final days bonus cash on Ford's full lineup of 2018 SUVs. You can also get $500 bonus cash on the 2018 Ford F-150. But you only have until January 2nd to take advantage of these great offers. Residency restrictions apply. Take new retail delivery from an authorized Ford dealer stock by 1/2/19. See dealer for qualifications and complete details. Don't miss the final days of the Built for the Holidays sales event at your local Ford store.
Barzetta and Trey in the morning. Gargano and Martinez, middays. Missinelli afternoons.
This is the sports voice of the new Philadelphia.
97.5, the Fanatic.
Here we go!
WPEN, Burlington, Philadelphia. Broadcasting live from the Xfinity Studios, only from Comcast.
All right, 3 o'clock hour. It is the Mike Missanelli Show. It's brought to us by Corbelli's Bakery and Deli. The 3 o'clock hour is world-famous tomato pie. Hoagie party tray is every bit as good. Hembo, the stat man, ESPN on the show Get Up, will join us today at 5:10. He's traveling, so we made special concessions for the great Hembo and his 5 statistics that we need to be looking at for Sunday's game, which Tyrone thinks could possibly be an L to the Washington Redskins. Come on, man.
It's
come on.
No, I didn't pick. It's not like my Rams out.
Yeah, but you feel a little queasy.
I am, but the players did it because I'm thinking like everybody else until Brandon Graham and Aguilar talking about if we get in, we can do damage. Whoa. The only thing I want them talking about
is beating Washington.
That's all you can worry about.
So you're thinking they're going to come out and take them lightly, and hence be susceptible to an upset by the great Jay Gruden and Josh Johnson.
Well, see, that's the problem. That coach can't coach, and he's going to get fired, and that quarterback can't play. But what happens if you take it lightly, you get down 7-0, and then it's one turnover, and now it's like 14-0? Adrian Peterson's, you know, the corpse of what's left of him might be good enough to ice a game if they get a lead. And their defense, their front seven, what's left of it, is pretty good. The back line is not good at all. But that's the kind of stuff I'm worried about because I just don't feel the full focus. The line moving back up to 7 again kind of counters that because it got down to 6.5 in spots and now it's back to 7.
Yeah.
But I just don't feel great about them talking about after Washington. One thing at a time.
I got you. All right.
A little queasy.
Continue to, just a little editorial just for purposes of Nat and Andrew Satchunas, Temple University, Owls, what happened to them in that bowl game. Listen, I'm not going to sit here and make fun of Temple. I feel sorry for that program that a coach leaves. And this has happened now twice. Coach left, they fall apart in a bowl game. There's something wrong about that. I don't know how you can fix it, But there's something wrong about your coach leaving, because that sends a message to the players. It doesn't, nothing matters from this point on. And they get crushed by a team that Bobby Hurley's the point guard, crying out loud.
Yeah, they were up 27-21 and then 35 straight.
Collapsed because the kids, yeah, all right, we've played enough. And it's because coaches leave them.
Yeah.
And this is going to continue to happen. This Manny Diaz guy, I'm going to propose something. Give him a 10-year contract. If he wants to leave for another job, there's a punitive clause in it that says you have to pay 2 years worth of your salary, and then you can get out of the contract.
Yeah, it's like a stepping stone program.
It's
that
exactly
people,
what it is.
It's a
they
shame.
Stay in it, they have 3 years of success, and then they go because there's no punitive clause in their contract that says they leave for a better job.
The tough part is, though, there are some buyouts like that, but lately they've been swayed heavily towards the coaches. Mm-hmm. And this is why that stadium and those facilities, people, if you care about Temple at all and you're up that way, that's why they need that stadium.
Yeah.
That's why they need the state-of-the-art facilities, because those kind of things, you make the area nicer. Mm-hmm. That convinces wives.
Yeah.
That convinces families. He likes the schools, etc. He left for Georgia Tech, his last coach, because it's a better situation. Temple, in a city, a great city like Philadelphia, now that they're now a consistent bowl team, they can push to the next level and they can be attractive.
Yeah. Well, I was powwowing with some Temple people.
Oh, you were?
Where? Yes.
Around.
Huh.
And that stadium's not going to happen.
That's terrible.
It's not going to happen. It has no shot of happening to the point where Temple has given up, and now they are proposing, according to my information, to build something at the Navy Yard.
See,
that's
no,
okay.
That's okay, but no, you want to be in the neighborhood on campus.
I know, but I think that if they do have their own stadium that they can, you know, have ownership of, it'll make it more of a football-centric school.
It's got to be on campus. It's got to be on campus. So if it's not going to be on campus and they're going to continue to do what they do, then you're going to have to keep a coach here. And the only way you keep a coach here is, hey, are you want the job? Okay, we'll give you a 10-year contract. You can't leave. Yous can't leave.
A lot of guys are going to say
as
no.
As they said in the Bronx Tale.
A lot of people are going to say no to that, though.
Well, then say no, then you get a coach that's going to stay there. So it's a coach that stays there and roots the program, could be just as good as Manny Diaz.
I don't know. Manny Diaz is a really, he's going to
Manny,
great recruiter.
Guess what? Manny, you want to be a head coach? You come here, you got to take this contract. If not, salud. That's what you say to him. Because this is ridiculous.
It is, but
it was embarrassing for those kids to get hammered like that.
And it was weird because they had a lead. What happened at halftime?
I don't know. Jake in Harrisburg, you're on 97.5 The Fanatic. Jake.
Hey, Mikey.
What's up, Jake?
Hey, I'm not having the same feeling that Tyrone has. I know you're not saying that the Eagles are going to lose the game. It's just more of a gut feeling that you have that weighs on you. I'm more the opposite. I don't really worry about the Eagles game at all. I'm probably going to be focusing and watching more of the Bears game than I even do watch the Eagles game.
Mm-hmm.
I'm pretty much confirmed that the Eagles are going to get the job done. I don't see it as much of an oversight game because there's no game after it if the Bears don't win.
Oh, I agree with you. I don't think there's any way that see, if you had a little teeth to your program and the Redskins don't, then I could see that maybe they would play for pride. There's no teeth. There's no teeth in that organization.
Also, Foles is kind of playing for his contract next season every week that he plays. There are crazy scenarios that he does end up staying here. As much as I love him and I loved last week and I love the Super Bowl, I don't see it happening. So I believe that every week he plays on an elevated level.
Mm-hmm.
He's upping his price for next season. I think he's going to come in. I think the guys are still going to rally behind him, and I'm pretty sure they're going to get the job done.
All right, so what do you feel about the other part of this equation?
I'm very worried about the other part of the equation. I see multiple things that show bad signs for the Bears not giving it all. One of the reasons that I'm kind of hesitant is if the Bears are really confident that the Rams are going to go out there and get the job done in with San Francisco, I kind of look back and I'm like, I think the Chicago Bears might want to play Minnesota more than they want to play a hot Eagles with Foles team.
Well, okay. Well, then you want them to win. If they win, they get the second seed. If the Rams lose,
if they think the Rams are going to win.
Yeah, but you can't. You can't be thinking that the Rams. See, this is the thing about you can't think before you go into a game that the other team is going to win. You can't play it that way. It's impossible. You got to go in there saying, this is the greatest motivator. If I'm a coach, listen, fellas, how would you like to have a week off? We can heal bumps and bruises. We don't have to go through rigorous practices. We can sit back, let things transpire. That's a tremendous motivator for a team. It's go out and win. It's all we can do is go out and win. Give me your best, because that best could lead into a bye where we sit back. And let's look at the statistic. The teams that sit back usually have more success than the teams that don't. To me, that's a great motivator. Donish in Richmond, you're on 97.5 The Fanatic. Donish.
Hey, what's going on, Mike?
What's up, buddy?
First time, long time.
Thanks, pal.
Yeah, I just wanted to talk about this game. So I'm actually going up to Landover to watch the Eagles play. And I'm hoping it's going to be an interesting situation where I'm watching the game, rooting for the Redskins to obviously not show up. But because I know the Eagles are going to show up and they're going to do their job. Mm-hmm. But then the other situation is, you know, where do I watch the game? Or how do I watch that other game when I'm at the stadium? You know, I'm thinking about pulling out my phone and watching the Minnesota game because that's just going to have me all tied up in a knot.
Yeah, well, of course it is. And it should, because your playoff life depends on it. But listen, all you can do is trust that a team has some kind of pedigree enough to win that game because they want the second seed. Now, even if they win, it might not happen for them. But you got to think that they have enough pride. They're a pretty good team. I don't see them as a team that's going to bail on this game.
No, you're right. The other thing I want to talk about is the whole Foles and Carson saga that's going on. Mm-hmm. And I think one thing that people keep on forgetting or missing about is the O-line play has completely changed from the last 3 to 4 weeks. Even when Carson started to do better with the Redskins, the Giants, mm-hmm. and that Cowboys game was a good game. We just ended up not winning the coin toss. Mm-hmm. But, you know, the O-line play really shifted. Mm-hmm. That's when we started going on a run. And that's where, you know, Nick Foles comes in, gets sacked one time the last two games going against some of the best pass rushers. Well, Carson didn't have that back in the day.
Yeah, no, I agree. I totally agree. They still have had the problems at left tackle, though, Donish. At left tackle, you know, they're still uncertain there.
Yeah, Jason Peters is getting old. But, mm-hmm. you know, other than that one couple sacks the one sack that obviously White Tie gave up. But, you know, mm-hmm. I think that's a big thing. And I think running the ball is still a big thing. They didn't run the ball for yards last game, but they ran the ball 21 times.
Yeah.
And anytime the Eagles run the ball 21 to 22 times, they win more than they lose.
I got
Thanks,
you,
Mike.
Buddy. All right, man. Appreciate it. That's Donish. Now, Donish is he's Indian. Now, I know that. Because there's telltale words. This is why I love picking up on language and listening to other people's language.
What are the words?
No, what are you saying?
The V becomes a W when you're Indian or from that part of the world. So he said vinning.
Oh.
He said V for we. And he said vaitai.
Instead of vaitai.
Vaitai.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Denisha.
The V and the W's are different.
Yeah, Denisha is an Indian name, too.
Yeah, Denisha. I call him Donish at first. And I realized that it's Donish because of the VW thing.
Not Danish.
Not Danish. I call him Donish.
Donish. Yes.
All right, let's go to... see, White Tie is great, isn't it?
Yeah.
Yeah.
All right, let's go to Bill and want to sell. Bill, you're on 97.5 Fanatic. Bill.
Hey, Mike, how are you?
What's up, Bill?
Nothing much. Sort of switching gears and mentioning something you talked about. The Sixers loss this weekend killed me. And, you know, I kind of gotten into with it with Tyrone on the Outsiders there with my little tweets there with Simmons. And, you know, like you said, he's kind of got us in purgatory.
First of all, hey, Bill, do me a favor. Can you speak directly into the speaker there? Because I'm having a really difficult time hearing.
Yeah. Sorry.
All right. Go ahead.
Yeah, I think Simmons has got us in purgatory, as you kind of said, you know, mm-hmm. with him just not shooting. And, you know, I'm sick of, like, you know, like people are comparing him. I heard people this weekend, Rajon Rondo and this and that. And I'm thinking to myself, Rajon Rondo, last I checked, wasn't a number one pick. He wasn't supposed to be a superstar, you know, a budding superstar. And against, like, Boston and some of these other teams in the playoffs, they have to have a half-court offense. And Ben Simmons kills us in the half. He's detrimental in the half court offense. I mean, he really is. It's almost like TJ McConnell at least is more of a threat in the half court offense than Simmons is, and that's embarrassing. I mean, yesterday, I know he shoots 60%, Mike, but his shots that he misses are, it almost looks like he's never played basketball in his life. I mean, they're not even close. I mean, yesterday it was like his, I don't know if you watched the game last night, but, you know, seven of his misses hit the backboard so hard, you know, I thought they were going to have to replace it.
But listen, don't discount, like, all the times he does get to the basket and then succeed. It's not like he's a stiff. I just don't understand the circumstance of not taking a shot. I just don't get that at all, how you can play basketball all your life and be unwilling to attempt a shot. That's the strangest thing I've ever seen.
You just think of basketball, the first thing that comes to mind is shooting. And, you know, I always hear in practice, everybody always says, well, he practices it, but does he do it in the scrimmages against his own teammates? Is he doing it in the pickup against, you know, practicing is a different thing than sitting there shooting. But is he doing it in the you know, to me, Brett Brown has got to be, he's obviously not doing anything about it. And I hate to say, that's his job. I think he's.
But Bill, see, again, it's easy for people. Like, what is he supposed to do? Don't you think that he's telling those guys, or telling Ben to shoot a basketball? You think he's, just being permissive?
To me, he's not getting any repercussion for it, though, Mike.
What repercussion do you want? What are you going to do? You're going to punitively bench him?
I would.
Yeah, but you're not better off. You're hurting your team. You're cutting off your nose to spite your face.
But you're not going to win with him, Mike.
Yeah, but you can't punish him. The only punishment that I said, which makes any sense at all, involves him still being on the floor. And you say, okay, until you want to shoot the basketball from the perimeter, we're not going to put you in a perimeter position. So you're going to now start at four. And that's the only way he might get a message. I don't know. But you can't take him off the floor because you're going to hurt your team. He gives you triple-double numbers every night. I understand that he doesn't shoot the basketball. I understand in the half-court game he hurts him a little bit. But he helps him at the same time by getting the ball to the basket because he'll beat anybody to the basket. It's just odd to me that you grow up playing basketball. You didn't sprout from the womb at 6'9" and practice going 94 feet, running up the floor and making layups. You were once small and you had to shoot a basketball. That's what I don't understand about it. It's odd. And it's a mental situation where he does not want to do anything that makes him look bad. It is a groundswell pride thing. I'm playing amateur psychologist here, but I happen to be right. It's a groundswell pride thing. He has been so raised on perfection and greatness and marveled at his ability that he is afraid to show anybody that he has any kind of a flaw. And by shooting it, he thinks people will then see a flaw. He can't do it. It's mental.
Yeah, he's like the anti-Embiid. Embiid sees guards do things, and he thinks, I want to do that. He's different. And he's, just like you just said, he wants to do everything perfect. Embiid's okay failing, trying to do something he shouldn't do. Neither one of them's perfect, because Embiid tries it in the game, stuff he shouldn't do. But I'll live with Embiid's active mistakes than Simmons' passiveness with shooting the basketball. Because Embiid's thing, he'll learn what he can and can't do if he keeps trying and experience. I don't know how Ben gets better shooting if he doesn't shoot.
It's gone on now for a year and a half. And I think the longer it goes on, the less likely it's going to happen.
Yeah, you said
that. That's my problem with it. Because you have to break the shell, or the shell will get harder and tighten up on you even more. Let's go to Gino at Kenneth Square. Gino, you're on 97.5 The Fanatic. Gino.
What's going on, Mike?
What's going on, Gino?
So I called you last week pretty upset you guys creating division with Foles and Wentz, and I still don't understand why there is such division with everything. And going into this game against Washington, I think there's a very, very, very good chance that they lose this game for a number of different reasons, one of which they have not played well against a mobile quarterback. And Josh Johnson presents that threat to them. And they have not done it well against Mariota, Cam Newton. They were horrible against Deshaun Watson last weekend. There's a big concern at left tackle. Jason Peters goes out in the beginning of the game. Big V comes in. He got exposed. Remember last year in Washington, he came in, and they totally exposed him coming in off the bench. And historically speaking, the Eagles have dropped these big games late in the season when all of us sat around saying, oh, it's a lock. And what do the Eagles do? They lay a big egg. I go back to Joe Webb on the Tuesday game against Minnesota. I go back to a couple years ago late in the season against Washington. And even last year this time, they played against the Giants, and they opened up.
All right, let me counter your point about the mobile quarterback. You mentioned three guys, right? Mm-hmm. Mariota, Sean Watson, Cam Newton.
Mm-hmm.
You can't even put Josh Johnson in the same sentence. It's one thing to get beat by those three. It's another thing to get beat by a guy off the street. Come on, Gino.
No, because mobility is mobility.
No, it's not. He stinks for a reason.
No, okay.
He stinks.
How did Joe Webb?
Well, that was a fluke, but it wasn't the same team. So you can't like equate the Joe Webb era to this team.
All I'm saying is that a mobile quarterback, you don't need to have the talent to read defenses, break down schemes if you're a mobile quarterback.
A good mobile quarterback, not a stinker.
I don't even think you need to be a good
quarterback. Yes, you do. You have to be a good quarterback. Come on. You can't get a guy off the street and then say, well, Mariota did it. Cam Newton did it. Yeah, three first-round draft picks did it. Two of them were number one picks in the draft. Yeah, I guess those guys could do it. Josh Johnson wasn't on a roster. Let's go to Dennis in South Jersey. You're on 97.5 The Fanatic. Dennis.
Hey, Mike, how you doing?
What's going on, Dennis?
Hey, okay, let's say the Eagles win, Vikings lose.
Yes.
They're in a wild card, right?
Mm-hmm.
Now, there's a strong possibility that any fan or bar who has Verizon as a cable provider.
Yeah, I know. I read that story today, too.
Won't see the game.
Yeah, those things will never happen.
Never happen?
Nope.
I don't get the email saying
it's not going to happen. There's no way that Verizon can afford to let it happen.
Well, they won't.
It'll go down to the last second. I get it. I read the same story you read that they're astronomically pricing it because the Disney now is having their own streaming channel and they're trying to sway people to go there. I get it. But Verizon is a juggernaut, right? They can't afford to let it happen.
I hope you're right.
Yeah, they would drop a lot of subscribers. They can't afford to do that, and Disney knows it, so they're going to get their price.
I hope so. Hey, Tyrone, you there?
Yes, Tyrone. Yes. Tyrone's there. Yes.
Are you? Is your show on Sunday night?
No, sir. We are back January 5th after they get back from the West Coast.
Oh, there you go. He's got a little break. A little break for Ty.
It's weird.
Very nice.
I watched the whole game last night. I stayed up. It was 1 a.m. when it got done, so I'm a little tired, but I'm still staying in, Sixers mode. But, yeah, no problem.
All right, so what the guy was talking about, in case you didn't read the story, Verizon and cable handlers go through this every now and then with certain things. So Disney has priced the renewal contract, the Verizon, to carry the Disney content, the ESPN, all the ESPN channels, ABC, whatever they own. And Verizon is balking at it. So the threat is that Verizon will not have ESPN or ABC on their network, and they will drop them. And so if you have Fios, you will get shut out of that. But I guess it could happen. I think it's very unlikely.
That's a concern for me.
Well, it's a concern for a lot of people.
Yeah.
But that's why I don't think it'll happen, because Verizon is in business. They can't afford to screw up their customers.
That would be crazy.
Because that would leave a bad taste in their customer's mouth. The customer has a lot of options these days. And that might be the thing that just pulls them away from Verizon if they do that.
It happened with Time Warner for some of our northern people, the Mercer County area.
In New York, didn't it?
Yeah, and that was when the Phillies were in the playoffs. Mm-hmm. My in-law, who lives in that area, because, my wife's from Trenton originally.
Yeah.
They had to come to our house to watch the Phillies play in the playoffs because of that.
For a couple of days, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
So that's the concern. Would it even happen one day? Like, would it happen Saturday and not happen Sunday?
I can't imagine in this day and age that would happen because of all the streaming options you now have.
Right.
That Verizon couldn't afford to. There'll be a negotiation. Disney will relent a little. Verizon will come up a lot, and that'll be solved.
I hope so.
I think. 610-632-0975. It is the Mike Mussinelli Show. We have actually one open line, so you can grab it at that number I just gave you right here on 97.5 The Fanatic, NBC Sports Philly.
Here they come. This Fanatic Sports Update is brought to you by Rosenbaum Injury Law, the power of justice for accidents, malpractice, or nursing home abuse. Remember Rosenbaum over two decades, helping our community. Sixers beat the Jazz last night, 114-97.
Embiid against Gobert, 3 on the clock. On the wing, he feeds Simmons. Simmons with a jump hook on Ingles, and it's good with 3 seconds to go in the first half. 5-point lead for the Sixers.
They'll play again Sunday against the Trailblazers. Flyers fell to the Lightning in OT last night, 6-5. They play the Panthers tomorrow at 7. Eagles gear up for Washington on Sunday. Jordan Hicks and Jason Kelsey return to practice today. Brian Westbrook joins Mike today from 4-5. Join the Fanatic for a pregame show and watch party at Sugar House Casino starting at 1 p.m. Catch both the Birds and Vikings games on multiple screens throughout Fishtown Hops. Help us cheer on the Birds as we battle for the final wild card spot. With live cycling classes streaming to your home every day featuring real-time motivation from world-class instructors, Peloton is the perfect gift this season and any season. We know you're busy, so we've made it even easier to hear any of our shows that you've missed. Go to 97.5thefanatic.com or download the Fanatic app for all of our daily best of show podcasts. I'm Natalie Eganoff for 97.5 The Fanatic.
Mike Mussinelli
on 97.5 The Fanatic.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most fans of country music, we're excited to learn that Luke Combs was back in the studio working on his next album. We've come up with our list of iconic Luke Combs music videos. Yes, Lovin' On You made the cut. Text Luke to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Luke to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.
It's 3:31. It's time to get an update on our Twitter poll for today. It's brought to us by Paul B. Moyer and Sons, Miss Natalie.
Will the Eagles make the playoffs? 60% say yes, 40% say no.
Oh.
That's over 1,400 votes.
All right, thank
so
you.
So far.
It's creeping up that number. It's 38% the first time.
What are you laughing at?
I just love the interaction that we have when I go to Twitter.
Well, I panicked that time because I didn't have it up, and then I was worried that you were going to call me out because loading in time.
Wait a minute. See, Tyrone is in the same room as you, right?
Hey, no, he told me, but my phone
sometimes
takes a little to load.
Because Tyrone's like whispers in my ear, Twitter poll. And so I go to Twitter poll, and then it's like,
no, because I'm waiting. Sometimes it's slow. Sometimes my phone is slower to load.
Well, you know, I could like every now and then get a hey, Mike, good show today. The Twitter poll is this is what our Twitter poll reveals today. You know, like something like that.
I
like
need some filler,
some kind of personal
I need
touch.
Some, all right,
you know,
I have been.
You know, it's no personal touch. It's like if I just throw it to you and you're like this person in another town,
Twitter poll town.
That's all right.
Next time, 4:30 update. Just you wait.
No, it's become a good part of the show. Your non-personal touch.
It's a thing. Yeah, it's a thing.
It's become a thing. So I have a question. I went to the movies this weekend.
Oh, what'd you say?
And I went to see if Beale Street could talk.
Oh, how was that?
It was tremendous. Yeah, it was very good. Barry Jenkins, who did Moonlight, won the Oscar. He's wrote the screenplay and directed it. But that's not my question. The movie was good. The question is this. What is the cutoff for people to stop talking in a movie theater? Is it, you know, when you go into a movie theater and you get there early, they flash the still advertisers. You know, it's usually local advertisers. Boop, 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 boop. And then animation will come on of a commercial and then the previews. What's the cutoff for chatter?
When the lights go dim and the real previews come on.
So yeah, the real previews.
Yeah, because there's like the pre-previews. That's what you're talking about. So when the lights are still up, I think that that's fair game to still talk. But once those lights go down and you have the real previews, then that's when you should stop talking.
All right, let me present to you this way, because the two people behind me. It was a date. The guy was showing the girl some YouTube video.
Whoa.
Oh, no.
No, absolutely
no, no,
not.
No, no, no.
So it was like, and they were laughing at the YouTube video.
No. No. Huge violation.
He was trying, you know, I don't know whether he was, you know, it was just the social part of the date or whatever. He's trying to, but it was the video and the sound is playing behind me as the stills are on. And then it bled into the first preview.
That's a violation.
Where this preview is rated R or whatever comes on, and it's still going on.
No, that's rude.
That's rude. That's the cutoff.
Yeah.
The cutoff is when the sound appears, or is the cutoff really when the stills are up? Because frankly, when I get into a movie theater, I don't say a word. I watch the stills, and you know, I'm in there, and it's silent for me. I got a movie I'm going to watch, and I'm geared up for it. I'm not chatting.
I thought what you were going to say was he commented to a girl on a date about the preview. Like, the movie came on, and he went to her and said, oh, I really want to see that. That on a date is allowed, even though...
No. It was some kind of downloaded Twitter, whatever it was. He was showing.
And, completely wrong.
And I was listening to it, so I heard the sound, and then I heard the laughter from both of them were laughing.
He also missed the opportunity. You plug in the headphones, and then you have to bring the girl close. You each share one ear.
Oh, you lean
that's
in.
The, yeah, that's
that,
the game.
That's the move.
Yeah, he messed up his game. That's not
going to
last.
I have different standards when I go to a movie theater.
Now, would you tell on somebody at a movie theater?
No.
I had to tell on somebody once.
No, I would never tell.
Well, this guy had his foot in my face.
I would, if it got, listen, I'm, you know, I'm.
Confrontational?
When I'm pushed to the wall. So, like, if that video was playing during the previews, I'm right in there.
Yeah.
One time this
I'm
guy
right in there and I can't help myself.
He had his shoes off and his foot was right here.
Oh, that's disgusting. Come on.
And I felt really I felt some sort of way about turning around and saying, "A, can you put your shoes on?"
So
or B,
you reported
can you take
for him first?
I went to the usher.
Oh, you got it. That's a turnaround. Yo, Holmes. Situation.
Get your foot out of my face.
Oh, yeah. I mean, excuse me. That's extremely rude. Would you mind putting your foot down?
And then he got upset, so then he didn't and then I had to go back.
That guy was looking for to get swatted.
Yeah, I only go to recline.
He took advantage of you.
Well, I had my younger brother and sister with me, so I wasn't gonna do any. You know, I wasn't gonna do anything in front of them. I think it was we were seeing.
Well,
like,
I mean, that's really.
There's
not even a discussion there. You turn around and go, "Excuse me, sir. Could you please put your foot down?" I find that extremely rude. I mean, that's the end of that tale.
It's cheesy
right there. And then if he does it again, then you go get somebody.
Yeah.
Oh, man.
I mean, you got to take care of that business yourself.
Well, then the second time the usher came back.
You're a Northeast Philly girl.
Well, and this
Carl
was
Carl Dougherty.
This was a Northeast Philly dude.
Well, that's all right. Northeast Philly-um.
So the usher came down and actually moved him.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
Because
of his stinky
feet.
Was
he looking for you afterwards?
No.
No?
No.
That's good, because sometimes when that happens, the guy will get confrontation.
Yeah, I know. I would have taken him.
That's right, Nat.
All right.
Chin tuck, lead with the left, drop the right hand on him.
Let's go to Chad in Redding. Chad, you're on 97.5 Fanatic. Chad. Oh, Chad's not there? Oh, sorry about that, Chad. Let's go to Dan, Northeast Philly. Dan, you're on 97.5 Fanatic. Dan.
Hey, Mike. How you doing?
What's up, Dan?
Not much, man. Couple of quick points real quick. Mm-hmm. First, my buddy won a pair of tickets to the Mike Ness Open. I didn't know if a course had been picked for that yet.
For next year's?
Yeah. One of that spring help.
Yeah. No, that's several months away. We don't do that until May. So I don't believe a course has been picked out yet.
Well, I like to prepare myself for when I'm going to embarrass myself.
You're thinking golf in December. I like it.
Yeah. Well, I just actually went to Riverwinds on, last Saturday.
Beautiful. Like, I played yesterday.
Yeah.
As a matter of fact.
I love winter golf because the course is clear. But my point real quick, it's more of a question is, okay, so when Wins went down last year initially with the ACL and Foles stepped in, Doug Peterson altered the offense and implemented the RPO because Foles was like, apparently, whatever, who cares?
Correct.
My point is, why did they never go back to that original offense that was run with Wentz? They stayed with the RPO offense throughout the playoffs
to have Foles come back this year with Wentz, and even now, I don't understand why they didn't go with what worked initially. And I didn't know.
You don't understand why they didn't do it with Wentz?
No, what I'm saying, in his first 11 games, when he went 11-2,
yeah,
it was a different offense that was being run up until Foles came in with the RPO.
Right.
But they kept that offense even when he came
to the season. Yeah, they didn't do it to the same extent they did it with Foles. They occasionally did the RPOs. They really didn't go with the same offense.
And I feel like they didn't roll him out as much. I think
they were protecting him. I think that they really wanted to keep him in the pocket, and it was all about the new Carson Wentz coming off an injury, and they didn't want to play him the same way. That, frankly, I mean, when he came back, they did it because they had lost the game, I think, that why he played in game three. So they weren't eager to send him to the Wolves. They were trying to get by with him, I think.
Yeah, and that does make sense. My thing is, you got to let him be him, though. If he gets hurt, he gets hurt.
Yeah, no, I get it, but you can't think that way. If he gets hurt, he gets hurt, because you got to preserve the guy. And you can't let him play with abandon. You got to stop him from running out of the pocket. But, you know, I agree with you that they should have rolled the pocket a lot more with him, because he's really good at it. But they didn't do that until later in the season. All right, Bilal, you'll be next. We have one open line, 610-622-0975. Don't forget Westbrook coming up at 4 o'clock. On the Mike Mastinelli Show, 97.5 The Fanatic, NBC Sports Philly.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. It's going to be a busy year for country superstar Jason Aldean. He's extended his Highway Desperado tour and is teaming up with Kid Rock for Rock the Country tour dates. We've ranked our top five Jason Aldean music videos. Text Jason to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Jason to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.
The Mike Missinelli Show.
On 97.5, The Fanatic.
All right, it's 347. Mike Missinelli Show, 97.5, The Fanatic. All right, we've been corrected, Natalie.
Yes.
Our caller was not from India. This is a terrible mistake I made, because there's two different worlds there. But Danish.
I think.
Danish.
He said.
He's Pakistani, not
Indian. Yes, he was born in Pakistan.
Right. So it's the same area that you get the pronunciations, but you never want to make the mistake of calling a Pakistani an Indian and vice versa.
Right.
Because there's some tension between the countries.
And then he said you got his name right the first time and got it wrong the rest of the time. Yeah, so I think it's Danish.
Yeah, it's Danish. So
not Danish.
I screwed up. And see, I know that personally, the tension, because I actually lived it.
You lived what? You went to India.
I lived the tension between the two countries at the ceremonial border closing between India and Pakistan. They have a ceremonial border closing at sunset.
Oh, every day?
Every day. And close the border. You can't get into either country after sunset. And they have Indian troops on one side, in their side of the fence, and the Pakistani troops on their side of the fence. And they go through these military marching exercises.
Wow.
And thousands of people turn out at these ceremonies. And on one side, the Pakistanis are chanting Pakistan. And on the other side, the Indian side, they're chanting Hindustan.
Wow.
And it's a really tension-filled situation.
And you were just an observer?
I was there.
That's incredible.
It's in Amritsar, and it's called the Wagha Atari Border Ceremony.
Wow.
And they have it nightly.
That's an experience.
So you talk about one country is predominantly Muslim, the other is predominantly Hindu.
Yeah.
The Brits, when they ruled India, in order to have some kind of religious order, shipped the Muslims north, which formed Pakistan, and the Hindus south in India. So families were torn apart.
Yeah.
Brits were like that.
In
their imperialistic way.
So I've heard.
Right. So there's that kind of tension, religious tension. There's nuclear tension because both of them have nukes.
Yeah.
They're fighting over Kashmir. And I was just a little American boy just there going, what the hell? That was crazy.
I bet it was.
All right. Back to the phones. Henry in Lebanon. You're on 97.5 The Fanatic. Henry.
Hello, Mike.
What's going on, Henry?
Nothing too much. I got couple points I'd like to make with you.
Yes, sir.
Okay, I want to start off with, because I'm devastated with you knocking that guy, Kuzma. What's his name?
Who?
On the Sixers, the guy you said the bum.
Oh, Korkmaz.
Korkmaz.
Mm-hmm.
Now, it is my belief as the coach, it's my responsibility to bring these guys along.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't think Brett is doing a very good job at that.
Okay.
Anytime you got a guy 6'7" that can shoot, you need to bring him along because we need shooters.
Yeah, but you can't keep a guy who can't guard on an NBA floor for more than a certain amount of minutes.
Okay, because we do have players in the NBA who can shoot, but they can't guard. Look at James Harden. Not that I'm comparing, but you got guys who can shoot. Who
James Harden, you're talking about one of the top five talents in the game. Come on.
Korkmaz
doesn't have that kind of talent.
Okay, he can shoot.
He can only shoot when he's completely wide open, and he can't get his own shot. He can't dribble the ball from point A to point B, and he can't defend. He kills you on the floor. Come on, Henry.
So does J.J. Redick.
J.J. Redick will at least make consistent jump shots. He's been doing it for years in the NBA. This guy hasn't.
Okay.
Come on, Henry. Stop it with the Korkmaz.
Right.
Please.
My other point I want to make is about the Eagles.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. We're going to ride Nick Foles as far as he can take us. Now, we all know he ain't coming back next year, but for right now, we're going to ride him. There's no question that Wentz is going to be the starting quarterback, but we're going to ride Nick as far as he can take us.
Okay, well, see, I think if Foles gets to a certain level, they might have to think differently about the going forward at quarterback.
Going forward meaning that you're going to keep Nick Foles and get rid of Wentz?
Possibly, yes. Possibly. If this miracle continues, yes, I would highly consider that for really one main reason. And the reason is, if this team is proven that they move with Nick Foles and I can get a bounty of assets for Carson Wentz and I can draft another franchise quarterback who wouldn't have to play right away, I've got the best of every world, do I not? I'm just looking at it logically. Rashid, West Philly, you're on 97.5 The Fanatic. Rashid.
Hello, how are you?
What's up, Rashid?
I feel like with the Eagles, I feel like we're going to win the game on Sunday.
Mm-hmm.
And, hopefully, I feel like the Bears, they continue to play and play these starters, and hopefully they get the win. And then I feel like, last week with the 49ers, I feel like, they played the Bears pretty tough, so if they can hang just – continue just to hang with LA and just keep it close.
I agree with that. I think that's a great rationale. The 49ers stay close, so you don't even put the idea in the Bears' head of letting up.
Right.
I agree with you. I think the 49ers are going to play fairly close. However, it's a 10-point line, which tells me that the Rams are going to be one of my selections this week.
And then I feel like if we do get in, I know you take one game at a time, one play at a time,
mm-hmm.
but I feel like, I take us, and I feel like, are we going to be on South Broad again? So
you do, huh?
I do.
Well, so, I don't think that, but listen, if that happens, that would be special, wouldn't it?
Right.
All right, Rashid, you got it, buddy. All right, coming up in 5 minutes, Brian Westbrook will share the hour with us as he does every Friday on Football Friday. And a reminder, the Fanatic pregame show is coming up on Sunday. Jason Avant, Devon Givens, Bob Cooney. 1 p.m. it starts. Fanatic pregame show is live from Fishtown Hops and the Sugar House Casino. Stay and watch the game with the Fanatics. Andrew Sauchunas will be hanging out at Fishtown Hops. 10x10 big screen, dollar dogs, $2 middle light drafts, $12 middle light buckets, and plenty of free parking presented by Sugar House Casino. Philly loves a winner and supported by Visit Philly and Gerhard's Appliances. We're back after this. Brian Westbrook on the Mike Mussinelli Show.
Fanatic Sports Update. update.
The slate for the playoffs continue. This Fanatic Sports Update is brought to you by Rosenbaum Injury Law. The power of justice for accidents, malpractice, or nursing home abuse. Remember Rosenbaum over two decades helping our community. Eagles continue to gear up to face Washington on Sunday. Jordan Hicks and Jason Kelsey return to practice today. Brian Westbrook joins Mike next from 4 to 5. Sixers beat the Jazz last night 114-97.
Simmons to Muscala between the rings. Now back, here's an alley-oop jam by Ben Simmons. Mike Muscala up top and Ben Simmons with a throwdown.
They'll play again Sunday against the Trailblazers. Flyers fell to the Lightning in OT last night 6-5. They play the Panthers tomorrow at 7. Join the Fanatic for a pregame show and watch party at Sugar House Casino starting at 1 p.m. Catch both the Birds and the Vikings games on multiple screens throughout Fishtown Hops to help us cheer on the Birds as we battle for the final wild card spot. The sub-above difference is legendary with Jersey Mike's. Throwing an unforgettable party is easy. The you supply the perfect guests, they'll supply the perfect subs. Jersey Mike's, be a sub above. We know you're busy, so we made it even easier to hear any of our shows that you've missed. Go to 975thefanatic.com or the Fanatic app to hear our daily Best of Show podcast. I'm Natalie Eganoff for 975 The Fanatic.
Mike Mizzanelli on 975 The Fanatic.
Well, you know.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most fans of country music, we're excited to learn that Luke Combs was back in the studio working on his next album. We've come up with our list of iconic Luke Combs music videos. Yes, Lovin' On You made the cut. Text Luke to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Luke to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.